There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The big question.
So it's part two of a big question. We've gone for two big questions today because, you know, we're going all out for the 10th Emirates Airline Festival of Literature, 10th anniversary. And we're asking how to do good. So basically, I left off teasing you a little bit with what did a businesswoman, a philanthropist, a footballer, a slam poetry champion, and a violinist have in common? Well, they're all supporters of the How to Do Good movement. And that's something that you set up, didn't you, Leonard?
That's right. And they'll all be speaking at the LitFest on the 10th of March. We have Emmy Mahmood, who is the World Slam Poet Champion and a UNHCR high-profile supporter. She is quite the most extraordinary woman I've ever met, and only 24. Mariella Shaka, who is a refugee from Syria, who is a concert violinist, and we'll talk about how Aleppo has changed, where her family still are. The amazing Freddie Kanute, former Premiership footballer and La Liga footballer, who has set up a village for orphans in Mali called the Sakina Village, where he is looking after about 65 orphans at the moment. And Muna Al-Gurg, the businesswoman and philanthropist local, who is also a great supporter, and she will be speaking about how she supports impact philanthropy and education and social entrepreneurship in particular.
How did How to Do Good start?
Well, we published a book last year. It's a book of extraordinary essays by some thought leaders, philanthropists, Nobel Prize winners, and other people doing extraordinary good in the world. And they range from Jimmy Carter and Melinda Gates to Azim Premji and Matt Damon and Forrest Whitaker. But there's a lot of people in there as well, as I said, doing ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And we published the book of exclusive essays, and the tour, a tour grew out of that movement. And we've been around the world. We've been to Oslo, Stockholm, Brussels, The Hague, Paris, London and New York with a group of authors and other inspirational speakers trying to get people to turn empathy into action and trying to do good in the world themselves.
I think it's an amazing idea. And we were talking a little bit earlier about when to jump. How did you come up with this? How did you come up with this wonderful idea? Because I think anyone who comes along to this session, How to Do Good, on Saturday the 10th of March at the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature, hopefully will go away inspired to do their own little bit of good. So tell us a little bit about you as the founder of this, came up with it, Leonard.
Well, I'm very lucky. You know, you talked about earlier on about people following their dreams, and I'm very lucky to have the best job in the world.
We'll argue about that, Leonard.
But I'm chairman of a comms company called Touchline here in the UAE, and we have a very ambitious and dedicated team who do work not for profit in the philanthropy sector. And we publish a magazine called Philanthropy Age in English and Arabic, and it's dedicated to informing and inspiring intelligent giving in the region. And that is really targeted at high net worths and family businesses to try and get them to do their giving better. Mm. And How to Do Good really grew out of that, but it's widening and broadening the message so that everybody can go into the world and do a little bit of good. I attended a Laureates and Leaders conference in Delhi about 18 months ago, and I heard a Nobel Prize winner called Kailash Satyarthi speak. And Kailash won the Nobel Prize with Malala in 2015. And he has something called the Satyarthi Foundation. And over the last 30-odd years, he has saved, I think, something like 85,000 children from harm in India. And his logo for the Satyarthi Foundation is a little hummingbird. And in his Nobel laureate speech, he said, he told a little Indian tale, folklore tale, of a big fire in the forest, and all of the animals are running away, including the lion. And the lion comes across a little hummingbird, and the hummingbird has a tiny drop of water in its beak. And the lion says, "What are you doing?" And the hummingbird says, "Well, I'm going back. I'm just trying to do my bit." And that is really, that sums up the ethos and the inspiration about all of this How to Do Good work that we're doing. It's trying to get people to make a difference.
What a story.
Follow their dreams.
What a story about the hummingbird and the drop of water. And I think this is really as a really important message that it's not that we can walk away from how to do good, that each one of us really has a responsibility for the world around us to do good, no matter how small that bit would be, like that hummingbird and that one drop of water. We all have it in us to make the world a better place.
I picked one quote out from Freddie Canute, who is the most inspirational speaker. He is just not what you would expect from a professional footballer. And he lives in Dubai. He lives a few hundred yards away from where we are now. But Fred, alongside his essay, he said, "Sometimes we say faith is only in the heart, but I don't think that's true. It's in our hands as well." And he has really gone about making a difference, even in his young days as a professional footballer, and building this amazing village in Mali for orphans.
And thank you so much for gathering this disparate, wonderful selection of speakers to be at the festival in you know, next month. It's coming around really fast.
Well, I promise anybody who comes will have a fantastic time. They are truly inspirational. And I won't say they won't make you cry, because they will, because they're amazing, amazing people.
And you have kindly offered to give every person who attends the session a copy of the How to Do Good book.
We're thrilled to do so.
Yes, well, I think it's
towards making a difference ourselves.
Yes, and I mean, it is a book that you will treasure, and you can open it up anywhere and you will come across an inspirational person who's written about what they have done to make the world a better place.
When we first set out, my brief to my great team was I want this book to be something that grandmas and grandpas would give their grandchildren and say to them, go out and change the world.
I've opened it on Forrest Whitaker's page in the How to Do Good book, Guiding Light, and he's an actor, filmmaker and humanitarian who was raised on the streets of Los Angeles. Today he uses that experience and the lessons he's learned to help lift the lives of young people touched by conflict and help troubled youth to ignite a fire bright enough to drive out any darkness. Well, that would bring that has brought tears to my eyes. It's just that it's people who, like Emmy, like Mariella Sharker, who have had such a dark experience, and yet from that they are bringing light into our world.
Emmy certainly, Emmy and Mariella are terrific. Emmy is a former refugee from Darfur. She's walking across Sudan at the minute, doing a one girl walk over 1,000 kilometres, and she's doing poetry town halls around Sudan, collecting dreams for peace to try and bring peace to Sudan, and that's not easy.
So she's just
set off on her walk, so she'll come straight to Dubai from her walk.
Yes. Collecting dreams for peace. I think that's a beautiful way to end this segment. Thank you so much, Leonard, for coming in to talk to us about How to Do Good.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.